Andrew watered and watered his terrarium. He watered it so much, puddles started to form. Andrew knew his dad was right. He had to pay more attention to the terrarium, otherwise his science grade would suffer. Besides, the house really was pretty cool, and he loved watching the creatures run around. Frances arrived home from the class trip and ran to her room. Her mother and brother were in there staring at the tank. Her terrarium was bone dry. The skink was barely breathing. She sprayed and sprayed. The skink lay still. Frances was near tears. Just then there was a loud thunderclap, and it started to pour outside. Puddles formed quickly from the sudden rain. Frances kept spraying water in her terrarium. "Okay, Frances, that's enough water. I think the skink will be all right," said her mother. "Now tell me all about your trip." Chapter 3. Earthquake. Weeks passed and school ended. One warm summer night, Frances and Paul lay out in their backyard talking and looking at the stars. "Paul, imagine if we were part of some kid's science experiment," said Frances. "Right now, he has his nighttime heat lamp on us and he's playing basketball or something." "Yeah, right, Frances," said Paul, getting up. "Next you'll tell me we live on a meteor." Andrew's friend Ian came over to his house to check out his terrarium. Once Andrew started paying attention to it, the terrarium started doing really well. Little flowers were popping up everywhere. Leaves covered every tree branch. "Yo, Andrew, look at the little guys moving around," said Ian. "Your tank is so cool." "Thanks. Catch." They started to play basketball in his room. "Andrew and Ian, what are you doing up there?" Andrew's mother yelled. "You are shaking the whole house. Quit it." Andrew and Ian stared at the terrarium. It was shaking too.